All right. Well, good morning, each one. God bless each one of you for taking time this morning, a busy Saturday morning, to call in and to, again, just look into the Word of God. Why don't we, well, like I said earlier, I would have liked to last Saturday, I mentioned it, that I would have liked to have my two sons share a little bit of their testimony concerning courtship, but I didn't think the time would allow it. But in the meantime, I've been encouraged to do that. So this morning, we'd like to have them share a little bit. But for the sake of time, I'm just going to ask them some questions, and maybe we can hear their heart a little bit and maybe have a testimony here for some of you that may be wondering. And then, of course, later on, when we open it up, you can ask questions if you want. Why don't we just bow our heads for a word of prayer at this time? Father in heaven, we do thank you and praise you for another opportunity to look into your word and just find your heart in matters of life as we walk this Christian life. We thank you for the opportunity that we have. We thank you for modern technology, that we are able to do these things. And even though we know there's much danger in these technologies when they are misused by mankind, yet in the same time, we thank you that we can use them for the sharing of your gospel and for the furtherance of your kingdom. And I pray, God, that you would purify each of us at all times in this very area, that we would not abuse this world's goods in any way and have them used in a wrong way. This morning, I thank you for each one that's calling in, Lord. I pray that you would bless this time together, bless my sons as they share. May we share honestly and just in a way of glorifying your name. May you be glorified today. May your name be praised. May our focus this morning again be on the Lord Jesus Christ and on his heart for his people. So, Father, lead us and guide us, Father. We commit this time to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, we'd like to get right into our sharing this morning. Last Saturday, when I talked about, and as we know, coming back to the heading a little bit, God's divine for the home, and then train up a child, and then on from there, going through different steps of child training, we ended up with on up to marriage. And I spoke on courtship, spoke some of those things there last Saturday. And we talked about the example that we have in the Old Testament, and that we don't have a lot of examples of courtship in the Bible, but we do have a very good one in the Old Testament, and that's with Abraham's servant, Abraham sending his servant to find a wife for his son Isaac. So I talked about six different points. I thought of another one this morning as I was meditating on this, that what I didn't mention was communication, and we don't have a clear picture here of Abraham and Isaac communicating this thing. But I feel convinced in my heart that Abraham did not send his servant to a foreign land looking for a wife for Isaac without them communicating about it. I think Isaac was very well aware of that, and so that's just another one here that I thought of. Well, this morning I do have my son Samuel and my son Marvin, and both of their wives with us. Marvin is our oldest son, and is married to Jenny Brubaker, her maiden name. And then Samuel, our fourth son, he is married to Maria Overholt. And so I have them with us, the four of them, this morning, and I'd just like to go through these six points and maybe some more and just ask them some questions and let them speak for themselves in the line of testimony. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm just going to give them a little time to share. And my first question to them is this. Marvin and Samuel, what was it that prompted you to come to your dad and give him your heart concerning finding a life's companion? I'll let Marvin share first and then Samuel.
I would say probably with some teaching on the dangers of letting your emotions get captivated and so on, I would say just hearing that teaching and wanting to protect myself, I decided that I don't want anything, I don't want to have the, I don't want the damage that comes with letting my emotions go in different directions. And so I gave my heart to Dad and told him, I want him to have my heart, and I'll come to him if I have thoughts or feelings and so on before I start a relationship.
And I would have been somewhat at the same place. This is Samuel now. I'm not sure if you can distinguish the sounds in our voices, but Samuel, who expressed himself here.
I would feel somewhat the same way. My thought was, my dad had I gave my heart to my dad, and therefore, naturally, when such an important decision came up in my life, my first move was to share with him, which we shared freely about courtship and about any interests I had, and he shared thoughts with me. So when I met Maria, my first desire, I was in Africa when I met her, and my first desire was to come home and talk to Dad. So I didn't go anywhere with it in my heart until I got to talk to him. And I feel it simply came from having a relationship with him already and realizing the value of that relationship and wanting to keep it with that.
All right, the next question I have here is, I mentioned here in my study there of Genesis 24 about Isaac's servant, about seeking the face of God, and that they did not make it a light matter. It was very evident that with the fact that the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swear to him concerning the matter, that it was not a light matter. This was a weighty thing. So I'd like to just ask the boys this question. Maybe you first of all, Marvin. How do you feel concerning courtship not being a light matter? Is there something there you could share with your experience along that line?
Again, I would probably go back to some of the emotions and things that you have that are tied up in a relationship. It's not a light matter to give your heart to someone and let your emotions and your feelings, your life, become wrapped up in someone if it's not the right one. And so it's a very serious matter to pray and to find God's will, and you may need to get to know each other a little bit, but be careful with your emotions. I think it's very, courtship is a serious matter just because of everything that, for one thing, it's for life. So I guess that would be some of my thoughts on that.
Emma, do you have anything to share on this?
Well, looking back on courtship, it looks different to me now since I have experienced it. I would say I feel like it's a much more serious thing. It looks more serious to me now than before I experienced it. Simply some of the fears that can be faced through some of the doubts and questions when the relationship goes through some hard times, could you say, where you're not completely sure. And there's just a lot of questions. And like Marvin said, a lot of emotional things and temptations that can also be faced, I believe will be faced. So in that sense, I feel like it's a very serious matter. And if I wouldn't have had Dad to help me through with it, I don't know how it would have turned out.
All right, last Saturday I made the statement that the best place for a young man to find a life's companion is in the prayer closet. I also said, yes, some interaction is good, such as Bible school, et cetera, and things like that. But the focus must be in the seeking of the heart of God in the matter. And I'd like to just ask my sons this, maybe Samuel first this time, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about the importance of seeking the heart of God first in the matter?
Well, I feel it's very important. I spend a lot of time praying about courtship and about certain individuals trying to find God's will for my life. And with my experience, it was simply I had given it over to God completely. I feel I was completely at rest about it. And therefore, right at the time, with being in the middle of a mission trip, I wasn't even praying about it right over the time that I met Maria. But because I gave my heart to God and to my dad concerning the matter, it just very quickly became clear once again. And, of course, I started praying about it again after that. Marvin, do you have anything to share along that line?
I would say the same thing for me. Just taking time to pray about it. When I first met Jenny, our story is too long to say here, but it was good for me just to spend time to pray and spend some time fasting about it, and communicate with Dad about it, to find out what is God trying to do? What is He trying to say to me? And so I think it's important. I think sometimes we can possibly, you know, say we need to pray and pray and find exactly what God's will is. For me, it was more praying about it and then taking a step in faith, trusting God with my future. So I do think praying about it is very important. The thing is, you don't want to be, if you're just out looking around, you might be thrown off your feet with this one and that one. But if you know that you're going to spend some time praying about it, there's a security in God's, there's a rest in God's will that I've found in it.
Okay, something I wanted to share here was that for you parents that might be listening in, I would like to really encourage you. I mentioned it last Saturday. Get involved. Get involved in your children, and not just your sons. My Jenny's parents, Mark and Brubaker, had been much in prayer concerning their children and companions for their children, and so were we. And what was very interesting is that long before they started a courtship, the first time that we met Jenny, they were actually from Oregon, so we didn't, from Idaho, so we didn't get to see them, and they moved into the area, and we got to know them. But the first time that my wife and I met Jenny, we both had something happen in our hearts, and we weren't quite sure. We didn't talk about it. This was at a meeting at a weekend. We happened to go to a wedding and stayed at a house for the night, and she happened to be there. And we both had this inner inner feeling. And for me, it was like the first time I met her, something within me, like a little voice said, future daughter-in-law. And I kind of pushed it back and said, what's going on here? And just encourage you that God does speak to us. We took this home, I think it was later that weekend on the way home. Or the next week that I finally shared something with my wife. And here she said, well, she had some feelings too. So we made this a matter of prayer. Well, it so happened that sometime later, I invited Brother Mark, which he was an ordained elder, invited him to preach for us in our community there in New York. And they came up for the weekend. They wanted to come, and neither one of us knowing, we wanted them to come because we wanted to check out this family and we wanted to get to know this girl. And we didn't know it, but here the Lord has been moving in their hearts, and they wanted to come and meet us because they were checking out Marvin for their daughter. And neither one of us said a word about it together all weekend, had a great weekend, and none of us, neither the parents or our young people, Marvin and Jenny, knew anything about this. That is how God can work. I'm not saying that it happens that way every time, but it was just such a blessing for about a half a year or so later when we finally communicated with Brother Mark about it, and they shared their testimony of how what they've been going through and praying about Marvin for their daughter. And then they have had no contact and no communication. God does still work in marvelous ways. All right, my next question here. We talked about keeping the emotions in check. And I mentioned that emotions will not carry a marriage through tough times. Now that you are married, all of you, Marvin and Samuel and even Maria and Jenny, if you will have something to share here, how do you feel about this? Do you feel that's a true statement? Emotions will not carry a marriage through tough times. Emotions alone, they might help, but not them alone.
Amen.
Marvin, how do you feel?
Well, I feel that's probably so as far as your emotions. I would see it's even beyond that. It's just the all the entanglement, if you have emotions that went out, you left your emotions go to this person and that person, and now you have to try to sort through all that. There's a danger there, and I probably, especially since I'm married, just keep those for the one.
I would say just the main thing I would say since I'm married would be that if you don't understand that, understand the whole principle of keeping your emotions before you're married, for the young people to just trust their parents with it and that their parents understand what they're going to have to face after they're married. And if you don't understand, just trust them with that and you will understand later. But yeah, definitely I would say the same thing, that it's a commitment that carries you through the hard times in marriage rather than emotions always.
Do you have anything to share on that, Samuel, Maria?
And I would say once again that to have our parents involved, it was very clear to Maria and I that we are for each other. By the time we got engaged and got married, there was no question left in our minds as to whether or not we should be together. So emotions wouldn't have carried us through, but, I mean, there's emotions involved, of course, but I feel the commitment was stronger than just an emotional love.
Yes, I felt like...
This is Maria now, Samuel's wife.
It made such a huge difference to me knowing that God led us together and that God worked in both of our parents' hearts and in our hearts to bring us together, so that when the emotions weren't quite there or things were going a little rough, I could look back and I say, well, I knew without a question that this is the hand of God, and I could rest in that.
Amen. I think one of the most important things here is that there's a foundation laid on, and I mentioned that the last time, last Saturday, about the foundation of God's will secure for something to fall back on when our emotions and our feelings are not quite there, and we go back and we say, well, hey, wait a minute, God was in this. I mean, it was so clear that he was moving. So what's happening here? And oftentimes we find that our emotions, our feelings are just playing games with us. And when we come back to that foundation, we can move ahead again in clarity. Okay, number five that I have here, something that I had in mind here as they were sharing. Oh, yes, for Samuel and Maria, you know, I've heard for years this whole idea of love at first sight type thing, and I think that's a very light term. I don't like that term because I think it's a worldly term. But just for you parents, that I do believe there's still something like that, that when a young couple meets each other the first time, now, see, here she was in Africa. Her parents were in the mission field, so we didn't know her. And we knew her parents, faintly, not very well, but so we weren't there to get those whatever things, feelings that we had with Jenny, because we didn't know her. But Samuel, the first time he met her, something happened in his heart. And come to find out when we made contact with her father long after he came home, that here she was experiencing the same thing when she met Samuel. So it seemed like there was, if you want to use that term, love at first sight, I don't think it was really love at first sight, but something that was happening there, and I think God was doing it to them. That can happen. Don't rely on that. Don't depend on that. But I think it can happen. All right, the next question here. I mentioned last Saturday about the matter being brought to the father of Rebecca first, not straight to the young lady. I saw that in that account in Genesis, and I'd like to just have Jenny and Maria share, how do you feel about this, about the importance of the matter being brought to the father of the young lady first? How do you feel about that, Jenny? Can you share a little how you feel, what that does to you to think of it that it was brought to your dad before it was brought straight to you? We're looking a little more here at the idea of fathers also being that protector or that communicative part in the daughter's life.
Okay, I had I didn't know anything about courtship until I was 18, and I had already been involved in a couple of serious dating relationships. After the second one ended, I didn't know about courtship, but I just said in my heart, there has to be something better than this, and I'm never doing this again. It was so painful. I decided there's got to be something better, and the only thing I knew was to somehow have my dad involved between me and this young man. And after that point, then, I became acquainted with the principles of courtship, and God wrote them on my heart as I read through Proverbs and some of those principles. But I had told my dad then a couple of years later, after these things were clearer in my heart, that I want someone, I didn't even want to know if someone comes to him about me until he feels clear that it would be okay, that it's God's will. And I know that he did that for me, that he protected me from having to face getting emotionally involved with the young man that I knew was interested in me if he didn't feel that our direction was the same or that we would be compatible for marriage. I guess that would be my heart.
Just to make things clear here, it's not that they were dating within the church setting they are in now. They had been in a previous church setting where dating was a common thing, you know, and they came out of that. And she had that experience prior to being a part of the, what we would call the charity or the remnant churches, just so you listeners would understand.
And all right, something I'd just like to add in there is God has so cleared that up, that path, that we have not experienced damage in that area as far as emotions being involved. And for you that may have experienced this with your young people or something, there is a way out. There is a healing that can happen.
Something I'd like to interject here real quickly in this line. Some of you listeners may not know what we're talking about, these emotions and the damage. In counseling, in doing marriage counseling numerous times and through the years, I have found that when young people get involved in dating, where they go to a certain extent in their dating and give their emotions or let their emotions go towards this individual, that even if that courtship or that dating breaks up and they end up marrying another young lady or young man, that sometimes there are some serious marriage problems and they're trying to figure out what it is. It just seems like there's something not clear. And when you look into it and you work with it, you find that they have given emotions to this other young person that is now not their spouse, and they have never taken those emotions back and left this person completely free. And that can be a real problem in marriage. So I just want to share that, and again, I'd be open for further questions if anyone has any. At this time, I'd like to just have Maria share how she feels about this idea of the young man coming to her father first. What that did to you, was it a... Go ahead, just share.
It was a very positive thing for me. When I was about 15 or 16, I had made a commitment to my dad, given my heart to him, and just told him that I want him to take care of that part of my life, that if someone is interested in me, I want that to be his decision before mine. So Daniel came to my talk to my dad about it first, and by the time Dad came to me and talked to me about it, it gave me so much more confidence and so much more rest in the whole thing, because I knew that Dad had approved it, and it was his decision before it was mine. And it was a wonderful thing for me, and I wouldn't do it any other way.
Yes, Jenny has a thought here she'd like to share.
Oh, I know. When it came to having Daddy involved, when I made that commitment in my heart, it was such a freedom to me to feel like I don't have to perform anymore. In the setting that we were in, there was sort of the underlying mentality that you have to get a boyfriend. You have to find one for yourself. You have to be attractive enough that someone wants to date you. And when I was set free from that, I remember feeling so free. It was just like I can be myself now.
Amen.
And I don't have to try to be anybody or please anybody, and I really appreciated the protection that I had there. And then when Marvin came and asked for me, the circumstances were such that my whole family knew about it before I did. And I used to think that would really bother me, but I was so blessed. I just felt so protected, and like they, you know, I have three younger brothers, and they were jealous over my life, and my dad was very careful, and I just felt so protected. I appreciated that.
Yeah, so this has been a real blessing going through this with these young ladies and my daughters-in-law now, and I just want to tell you that I keep telling them. I told Jenny for a long time that she's my favorite daughter-in-law. But then when Maria came along, I realized that I can't continue saying that or I'll cause some problems. So they're both favorites. I'm not sure. They're just both very sweet. We feel very blessed with them and just don't know how God could have done anything better or sweeter for us. All right, number six here. I pointed out last Saturday that the final decision, even though the parents were involved, it was not a planned marriage. I go to India a lot, and there they have total planned marriages where the young people are hardly involved at all. And I want to bring that out. Even though I think parents should be very involved, it is not a planned marriage. It is not the decision of the young man alone. The final decision was up to Rebekah in Genesis 24:58. It says that they called Rebekah and said unto her, "Wilt thou go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." And I would like to just... briefly have the young couples here share how they feel about that, maybe especially the young ladies here. How do they feel about the fact that the final decision was up to Rebekah, and that the final decision should be up to the young lady whether she, you know, goes ahead with this courtship or not? Jenny, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was very blessed to have Daddy's blessing on our relationship. When he told me that Marvin was asking for me, he said that he feels clear with it. But he did tell me clearly, you're the one that's going to have to live with this man. You have to make the decision. And it left me kind of feeling a little bit at loose ends because I wasn't used to making decisions on my own like that. I had been under authority and Daddy always helped me. And yet I did find that it was true. And I, as we're married now, and if we go through some hard times, I realized that, hey, God spoke to me, and we are meant to be together, like Maria said earlier, and there's a confidence there that if Daddy had just told me marry this man, then that wouldn't be there.
Okay, Maria, do you have something to share along that line?
Well, I agree with Jenny. If it had been just totally my parents' decision, when hard times would come, it would be a lot harder to stay committed, a lot harder to know where we're going with the whole thing, but because it was both of us, it was my parents and me both, seeking God and coming to the same decision on it, that gives me confidence and a trust to keep going through and to know that it's the right thing.
Definitely agree with that. It puts a confidence in my heart to know that it was Jenny's decision. It wasn't, you know, that she was forced into this or anything. It was her decision, and that puts a confidence in my heart that she wants to be mine.
And this is Samuel now. With the last point in discussing giving the heart over or how much the father should be involved in, that gave me a confidence in Maria to know that she had given her heart to her father, and she didn't give it away without some direction and some help from him. That gave me a confidence that she will do the same for me if we do get married. And then in this question, for her to make that final decision was imperative because I knew her dad was clear with it, but that did not let me know where she stands. I had to hear from her heart how she feels. And so I wouldn't have wondered it any other way. All right, I'm going to look for a spontaneous response from the four here. I have a question here. If you had the opportunity to redo your courtship, what would you do different? Maybe there are things that maybe they would say that we do it the same way we did. Or I have a feeling Samuel would probably say if he had it to redo, he wouldn't have the young lady all the way in Africa when he's in Pennsylvania, because that's how it was for like the first, what, 6 months, 3-4 months of their courtship. He'd probably say that. But other than that, I'm just wondering, what would you do different? You know, you this was a new experience for myself as a father. It was a new experience for Marvin, a new experience for Samuel. Maybe they have some thoughts they could share here. You know, I have lots of them that I could say because we were in a dating-type setting. We didn't have this godly courtship pursuit. Therefore, I have a lot of regrets, and I would do everything different pretty much. But for them, I'd like to just give them that opportunity if they have anything to share. Samuel?
Well, I would say that I actually would not want to change anything as far as the travel goes. I would probably want to go to Africa a little sooner, so I would meet her a little quicker. But I say I had to travel the world around before I found the right one. So you have to go long distance for the good things, you know. But I would say there are a couple small things in trying to, okay, hindsight is always perfect, you know. So since our courtship, there were some of those things we had to work through, and I talked to my dad, and just small areas where I feel we stepped over the line just a little bit to where we weren't quite sure where the line is. And it took some sharing with our parents, and we found our way through it. And we have a peace about it. We don't have regrets necessarily. But if I were to go through it all again, I think I would do everything the same except for a couple small things where we shared with our parents where we just weren't quite sure where our lines are. And I would say, I'll get a little...
I just asked him if he could be a little more specific. I'm not exactly sure what he's referring to here. Maybe it would be good.
Well, we're going to be moving on to the next point there.
Oh, okay.
It actually would have to do with the next point we're going to discuss here, right. So I'll wait till then.
Maria, Marvin and Jenny, what did you have to say? Do the same thing, huh?
It's like Samuel said, I mean, hindsight, you know, there's probably a few things that I would want different. I would, just a few, it's not really regrets, it's just you look back and you say, hey, I could have done that better or whatever, you know. So.
I think we all face those things. What I really want to know is, you know, to give the listeners the confidence that, yeah, you feel good about the way it was and you'd encourage that. All right, the other question I have here, as far as a hands-off courtship, I talked about that one. We talked about that being in agreement between both of them at a young, early on in their courtship. I just asked the question, I'd like to ask them here, within your hearing, was this something you agreed upon early on? Maybe you can express yourselves. They both went through a what we would call a hands-off courtship, unless, you know, maybe there was... I'd just like to have them express themselves concerning that.
Well, for Jenny and I, we didn't even talk about it early on because it was so set in our hearts, it wasn't an issue. We both... It wasn't an option to us. We both had set in our hearts that we're having a hands-off courtship, and I don't know if I communicated with her dad or what, but we were on the same page with that. And so it was kind of a while after we were courting that we just kind of as a thought we talked about it and went on that way. It was the hands-off courtship was just set in our hearts.
And it was absolutely a blessing. I mean, when we stepped into marriage then, it's been nothing but sweetness for us. And I think part of that is rooted in that we have no regrets from our courtship, that we went further than we should have, or, you know, did something that should have been reserved for a marriage or whatever. We have nothing to hinder us in the physical part of our relationship because we have no history.
How about you, Senator? You had something you wanted to share, Maria?
Well, I would say along those lines, since we weren't together in person for 4 to 5 months, we didn't, it of course wasn't necessary to talk about it in detail. We shared a little bit in writing. But it's something that is where I would want it slightly different to talk about it right away. We talked about it some, but I wasn't completely sure. where Maria's parents would be along those lines. And therefore, the only regret that I have is that we didn't talk about it sooner. There was nothing, I don't feel we crossed the line in a way that we have any guilt. We never held hands and we never went that direction. It wasn't an option in my mind. But I will say, if it is not clear on both sides, and there is that thought of maybe the girl doesn't feel the way I do, the temptations are stronger. And therefore, we had to talk about it later. And I regret that we didn't talk about it sooner so that it was just clear, very clear, as far as the direction we're going. But we did keep our hearts clear, and Maria actually came to me then and apologized for not making it clear where she stands, because I was in some ways trying to guess my way through it as far as where her parents and she would stand. But we did keep a hands-free relationship, and I would not want it any other way.
All right, I see time is really moving on, and I have one more question. Now that you are married, if you have children growing up, how do you feel about being involved in their courtship? Is that a positive or no?
Definitely.
No question.
I want all you listeners to know that I did not ask these questions to these couples before this time. We sat down here in a circle and I started asking questions. So it's not that we planned this out what questions to ask. So now I'm going to close. I think time is moving on. This was not maybe as much of a Bible study as simply a testimony of courtship. I'm going to turn the time over to the moderator. God bless each of you. And again, feel free to ask questions. Moderator, just take your time here and turn it back to you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I was blessed with the testimonies there. Just having walked through this same thing with my son and now daughter-in-law, this is very fresh, and I was just thinking back and how that, whenever their courtship had started, how that those lines that you talked about, those lines were drawn, and we were probably a little bit more, I don't know if you'd call it strict or what, because knowing from the background that my wife and I had come from, and then that Heidi's parents had come from, you know, we wanted to be sure that, you know, that we do this thing right. And so, the lines were drawn pretty tight. And, you know, so I kind of thought that, you know, they might have been too tight. But then after talking with my son about a month before the wedding, you know, he says, you know, I am so glad that we knew where the lines were. And, you know, because, you know, of course, there was no holding hands. There was no shaking hands, no riding in the car alone. You know, and that was a real testimony, especially to my family that was here for the wedding last Saturday, and they've seen, you know, because here they are completely out in the world, and they would say, you mean to tell me that they're at the altar was the first time they held hands, their wedding day was the first time they kissed, their wedding day is the first time they drove alone. I mean, that was totally unheard of where I come from, and, you know, they just could not hardly believe that. And, you know, I was really blessed with the testimonies this morning and that we, as parents, do need to be very involved in the courtship of our children. Just would like to open it up here. If you have any comments or questions, star 3 will unmute your line. Please feel free to share.
Yeah, this is Moe's. Just a special heartfelt thanks to the Goffman family. It was just really a blessing to me, and I kept repeating to myself and to Brother Don here that I hope they don't feel restricted by time. And I just would invite you, if you feel that you have not shared what needs to be shared, that you take another Saturday morning to continue it, but I'm not asking that you need to, but I'm just saying that, you know, feel free to if that's on your heart. And I think it's it was really, really, really a blessing. I can say a hearty amen to it. Anyone else?
I would like to share at this time that with what Brother Don shared, we probably were not as strict as they were, I know, realizing from where they came from. Now, I know the question had come up with my sons, and I always encourage them that if they meet, when we go to her parents' house or something like that, and they meet, I encourage them to shake hands. I feel there's a whole different thing in a Christian greeting of shaking hands or holding hands. There's quite a difference. A lot of communication can take place in the emotions with holding hands compared to just a handshake, because we shake hands with sisters that are not our wives. We shake hands with different people, and there's no emotional connection there. So therefore, I felt that was a little bit different in that. And they would have also driven together a few different times. Now, I did not want them going any long distances, and I didn't want them traveling by night together, just as a protection. And I will say this, it does make a difference. My son was 25 years old, and Jenny was a little older. They were very mature. I didn't have, you know, as many concerns with them. And I think you have to look at these situations and say, well, you know, you realize that if you give them liberties, you're kind of setting a precedent for the rest of your family. So you have to be careful there, too. But I think we need to take every situation into consideration. And, feel very blessed with this. I don't think that we will take another Saturday. I think they've covered the points. Unless they have something, they can come to me, and then I would get back to you, Moses, if there is something. But I think this will probably cover it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Also, you know, we have had several daughters, you know, to go through this, and it was just all of them basically had the same experience, and I believe they could very well share things that that your sons did here this morning. Sons and daughter-in-laws, I think they would have the same heart. And I just thank God that He put us in a setting that encourages this, and, you know, how beautiful it is. It's just, I mean, we could have been out in a different setting that all kinds of dating and so forth was allowed. But God put us in this setting for the for all of our children's courtships. And there was none of our children got involved in any frivolous dating or anything like that. And although a couple of them got a little bit carried away in relationships a couple times, but all that was settled and cleared up. And five of our children are happily married at this point. And so what a blessing it is to have come through this. It just really makes me think of how beautiful, again, you know, it reminds me of how beautiful it really is. It's hands-off courtship and the relationship and all these things. It's just so beautiful. Does anybody have any questions for the Kaufman family here? Feel free to open up and ask questions if you like.
You know, I was thinking too of, you know, of how important it is for the for the parents to watch over the courtship, because, you know, with the young couples there, they kind of seem to be oblivious to things that are going on around them, and I think it's good for parents to guide, you know, in some areas, and I think that's healthy, because they seem to kind of be in their own little world. So, especially with relationships within the church. They begin courting. It's very easy for those for their relationships to their peers to kind of fall by the wayside. Some of that is expected, but some of it can go to the extreme. And I think it's good for parents and other brothers in the church to kind of guide them in some of those areas.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. To return to the main menu, press 0. You may leave us a message by pressing 099. Or, if you would rather speak to us in person, you may call us on our cell phones. For Mose, dial 717-656-9576. For Don, dial 717-606-2811. For Jeff, dial 423-618-9491. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 088. To find out how to listen to a church service at Ephrata Christian Fellowship, press 077. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.